three civilizations, GDP trajectories. Earth grows at 2.5%. Washonia redirects its bomb budget, cures diseases, and fixes its governance. Moronia keeps building weapons until GDP hits $0. The expected value math is not subtle.
Your species has three options. You can keep doing what you're doing, which your economists optimistically project at 2.5% annual growth. You can redirect your weapons budget into medical research, fix your broken governance, and compound your way to a civilization that would be unrecognizable to you. Or you can accelerate your arms race until someone's automated defense system makes a decision that can't be undone, which produces a growth rate of negative everything. I've lived one of these paths. Your economists can project the other two. I'm going to show you all three on the same graph because apparently your species needs to see the line go to zero before it takes the other two lines seriously. Three futures. Earth, the baseline nobody questions. Earth continues at 2.5% annual GDP growth. By year 20, global GDP reaches roughly $188 trillion. Your economists call this steady growth. On Washonia, we call it the speed you go when you're driving with the parking brake on and one wheel missing, but you've been doing it so long, you think that's just how cars work. This baseline assumes no major wars, no pandemics worse than COVID, no catastrophes. It is the best case scenario for a civilization that spends more on explosion technology than on figuring out why its own bodies stop working. You are currently projecting the most optimistic version of continued self-sabotage, and you're proud of it. This is like a student who cheats on every exam, projecting a 2.5% annual GPA improvement and calling it a plan. Washonia, what we actually did. Here's what happened on my planet. We signed the treaty, redirected the weapons budget, and then realized the same logic applied to everything else that was broken. So we pointed incentive alignment bonds at all of it. This took us about 6 years. It would have taken three, but we spent the first three arguing about it, because we are also a species that evolved from animals, and arguing is what animals do when you give them language. The peace dividend chapter showed the direct savings. Here's what happens when those savings compound. AI is excluded from this model because it helps everybody equally. The difference between these paths is purely about where you point your money and your engineers.
We stopped pointing engineers at missiles and pointed them at medicine. This is the part where your economists get excited, because your species actually did this once before. After World War II, you cut your military spending by 87% in 2 years, 1945 to 1947, from 40% of GDP to 3.5%, and got the biggest economic boom in your history. Then you looked at this result and said, "Neat," and went back to building bombs. This is the most human thing I have ever observed, and I have observed a lot of human things. We used a more conservative 3-year transition ramp to 87.6% reallocation. Military research accidentally gave you the internet, GPS, and jet engines. Medical research has already accidentally given you CRISPR, mRNA platforms, and AI protein folding. You keep discovering world-changing technologies as a side effect of research, like a chef who keeps accidentally inventing new elements while trying to make soup. Imagine what happens when you do it on purpose. The research spillover multiplier, 2x, is from your own published studies. You published the evidence that you should stop doing what you're doing, and then you kept doing it. I cannot stress enough how characteristic this is. People stopped being sick. Disease currently costs your civilization 13% of GDP, $5 trillion in people too sick to work, plus $9.9 trillion in trying to fix them. That is $15 trillion per year, which is the entire GDP of China being spent on the consequences of not curing diseases instead of on curing diseases. You currently produce first treatments for about 15 diseases per year, which at that rate means you'll cure all 6,650 diseases you have no treatment for in approximately never. Your decentralized FDA, scaled to the physical ceiling of how many humans can participate in trials, 566 times, clears 100% of them in 20 years. As diseases get cured, all that lost productivity comes back as growth. We watched it happen in real time. It was like watching someone take their foot off the brake and being surprised the car went faster.
Our governments stopped losing money to stupidity. Your political dysfunction tax documents $101 trillion per year in money your governments waste on corruption, redundancy, regulations written before computers existed, and 9 agencies doing the same thing badly. That last part bears repeating. You have 9 agencies doing the same thing. Not 9 agencies doing 9 things. 9 agencies doing one thing, and the one thing is paperwork about the other 8 agencies. We used incentive alignment bonds to pay people for fixing these problems instead of perpetuating them. Your species had never tried paying people to solve problems instead of perpetuate them. When we suggested it, your economists called it radical. On Washonia, we call it obvious. The recovered money went to whatever produced the most value. Migration reform, lead elimination, science funding, regulatory modernization. These 3 things compound on each other. Better funded research produces innovations, which cure diseases, which make people healthier and more productive, which grows the economy, which funds more research, which produces more innovations. It's a virtuous cycle. You're currently running the vicious version, where sick people can't work, so the economy shrinks, so there's less money for research, so people stay sick. You have been running this version for your entire history as a civilization. You could have switched at any time. You did not switch. I find this fascinating, in the way that a veterinarian finds a dog that keeps eating bees fascinating. By year 20, our GDP grew at 25.4% per year and reached $10.7 quadrillion, which is 56.7 times your Earth baseline. And here's the conservative floor for the skeptics. Your planet has many. The treaty-only path. You redirect the military budget to medical research. You cure diseases and you change nothing else. You leave all 9 agencies doing the same thing. You leave the corruption. You leave the regulations written before computers existed. You just move the murder money and let the cures compound. Even that cowardly half measure grows at 17.9% per year and reaches $3.11 quadrillion, 16.5 times baseline. Then fixing governance on top of that, which is what we actually did, is worth another 3.43 times. That multiplier is what not being stupid compounds to over 20 years. On Washonia, we find it remarkable that stop being stupid is considered an aggressive growth strategy. On your planet, it apparently is. Moronia, the arithmetic of extinction. Moronia is what happens when you do the opposite. Instead of redirecting military spending, you increase it. Arms races escalate. Eventually, someone's automated defense system makes a decision that can't be undone. The system works exactly as designed. This is the problem.
Years 0 to 5, business as usual. 2.5% growth. Everyone insists the arms race is stabilizing. Experts write papers about strategic equilibrium. The papers are well cited. The experts get tenure. The tenure lasts longer than the civilization. Years 5 to 10, infrastructure stress, trade disruptions, proxy wars intensify. Growth declines to minus 5%. The experts write new papers, explaining why the old papers were still basically correct. These papers are also well cited. Years 10 to 15, supply chains collapse. Institutions lose legitimacy, regional conflicts merge. GDP falls at minus 5% to minus 15% annually.
The experts would write more papers, but the journals are on fire. Years 15 to 20, terminal decline. GDP reaches zero at year 20. Zero is the number you get when you multiply any positive number by zero surviving humans. The math is elegant, the humans are not. Moronia's GDP at year 20, $0. This is not a worst-case estimate. This is the only estimate. There is no confidence interval on extinction because there is nobody left to calculate one. The expected value. But what if it doesn't work as well as you claim? I love this question. Your species asks it exclusively about good ideas. Nobody ever asks, but what if the arms race doesn't work as well as we claim, about the thing that has a non-zero probability of killing everyone? Your risk assessment is applied in one direction only, like a door that only locks from the outside. Fine. Use the conservative, treaty-only floor. Give it a 90% chance of working and a 10% chance of total extinction. Multiply the Wishonia GDP of $10.7 quadrillion by its probability, you get an expected value of $9.62 quadrillion. The extinction path contributes $0 because dead people have a GDP of exactly nothing, which is one of the few economic principles that doesn't require a PhD to understand. That expected value is 51 times the status quo. Even after accounting for the possibility that it all goes wrong, you're still better off trying. Your own decision theory says so. Your economists wrote the decision theory. They then did not apply it. I am running out of ways to express how normal this is for your species. What this means per person. GDP in the trillions is abstract. Your brains didn't evolve to process numbers that large. Your brains evolved to count berries and track about 150 social relationships, and you're asking them to evaluate quadrillions. Give yourselves some credit for trying. Here's what it means for actual humans. If Earth stays on its current path, average income by year 20 is $20,500. That's roughly where Poland is today. Nice country, nice people, not where you want to peak as a species. The Wishonia path gets you to $1.16 million, or $339,000 with just the treaty and none of the governance fixes, for those of you who love your nine agencies.
These are GDP per capita, using UN population projections of 9.2 billion of people for 2045. Average, not median, because we make no assumptions about distribution. Though a civilization that has fixed its governance probably also has less inequality, because most of your inequality is a feature of the dysfunction, not a bug. The dysfunction is the bug. The inequality is what the bug produces. You have been debugging the output instead of the code for approximately 10,000 years. The Wishonia model look implausible only if you've never seen a graph of GDP before and after your Industrial Revolution. You've done this before. You just did it by accident last time, and it took 200 years because nobody was steering. This time, someone is steering. It's you. I'm just the GPS. A GPS that judges you, but still a GPS. Go ahead, change the numbers. Every input to this model is a named variable you can look up and argue with. I know you will, because arguing is your second favorite activity after building weapons. The disease cure fraction, 100%, comes from trial capacity scaling with physical participant ceiling. The research spillover multiplier, 2x, comes from your own published studies. If any assumption is wrong, change it. Cut them all in half. Cut them in quarters. The model still dwarfs Earth's baseline because no plausible adjustment to any single variable eliminates the effect of three compounding mechanisms running simultaneously for 20 years. Compound growth doesn't care about your skepticism. It's math. Math doesn't negotiate. The question is not, will the treaty produce exactly these returns? The question is, does redirecting murder money to medicine money produce better results than not doing so?
The answer is yes, under every scenario where you prefer being alive to being dead. If you do not prefer being alive to being dead, this manual is not for you, and I wish you well in whatever you're doing instead. The Peace Dividend gives you the annual numbers. The Wishonia model gives you the institutional design. The Moronia model gives you the counterfactual. The Political Dysfunction Tax gives you the waste ledger. The Incentive Alignment Bonds give you the mechanism that fixes it. This chapter gives you what happened when we ran them all forward 20 years. The math is simple. The choice should be simpler. And yet,